Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back in the Volleyball Show. Another new year and another new coach. Dana Cordova will join us when we come back. Volleyball getting ready to hit the road, literally with several games to kick off the 2008 women's volleyball schedule. We'll be back with the new head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. This is the Volleyball Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company. On campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Our thanks to Who Hot Mongolian Grill, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn. And welcome to Billings, Coach Dana Cordova. Talk a little about yourself and coming to Billings. And you were at your other place quite a while. You know, talk about the move and why now.
Well, I was at Otero Junior College in La Junta, Colorado for 8 years. They were the school that gave me my start. Graduated college in May, and they gave me the job in June, and I became a college coach. Within a month of graduating at the young age of 23, right out of college. So, you know, they were the ones who I also played basketball for, so it was pretty much going home for those 8 years. And I was very close to my family, only an hour away. But it got to the point where I needed a new challenge, and I needed to spread my wings and take a chance. And I always told my girls, you know, there's bigger and better out there, and you've got to put yourself in a position to do it. And I finally took my own advice and applied for MSUB and ended up here.
Was it tough to leave them? I imagine like you rolled that thing, the personal thing, the coaching thing. Nobody made you feel bad or anything, did they?
No. It was a great situation. You know, the Otero, they were my family. My AD was actually my cousin. So we were actually really family. The hardest about leaving Colorado to come to Montana was pretty much just I'm very close family oriented, and leaving the family behind and not being able to see them when I need them was a big difference, but it was something I had to do.
Coaching, what'd you learn in that 8 years? I mean, obviously you're going to be ready for this.
You know, I learned just you can't prepare for the unexpected sometimes. You got to go and take the punches and just do your best every day and try to put the best group of girls on the court. And you understand as a coach, especially in college, that you're working with young adults that are gonna make mistakes, and you can't stop them from making mistakes because they grow because of those mistakes. So I think in those 8 years I just learned roll with the punches and just keep moving forward.
Pluses and minuses of the change, you know, what is the advantages of, you know, being the new coach?
You know, the advantage is that it's new and it's fresh. You come here, you're with a whole new group. We're a very young group this year. I believe we have like 7 or 8 freshmen on the team. We have the biggest group, I was told, that MSUB has ever had for volleyball, with 14. You know, I think because I'm new, the whole atmosphere and the whole vibe to it's new. Nobody knows what to expect, and I kind of like that.
You know? What about the leadership? You only have one senior. Is it challenging for her? On the other side of it, you brought a few players, and we'll get to that probably in the next segment, with you, so they can kind of snitch on you, let you know what you're all about. Maybe are those positives?
I think those are great positives. You know, I know it's tough. It would have to be really tough to be Jessica Lechner right now. I was in her boat when I was a kid too. I was the only senior on the college team, and it's tough. There's a lot of weight on you. You know, I'm her third coach actually in the 4 years, so that can't ever be easy. But I think she's a great kid, and I think she's dealing with it just wonderfully. And I couldn't ask for a better senior leader right now. I did bring 2 girls with me from Otero, and not only are they good players and they'll see playing time here, but it was really important because I am very different of a coach than a lot of coaches. And they'll be able to tell those girls that they can come and talk to me, and I'm going to be there for them on and off the court. So that was real important to have them here to help these girls kind of start to mend with me.
Andy Cordova, the new volleyball coach. When you said different, how so? I know. You know, I've been around a lot of coaches. A lot of them are alike. There's a few little things you may find off the court that separate them. When you said different, what stuck in your mind, and what made you make that comment?
I just think, you know, I'm one of those coaches that I don't ever try to act like I'm better than them, because I'm not. I'm in charge, and I'm the one that has to make the tough decisions. But it's a group effort. And I don't treat my athletes like kids. You know, they're 18 all the way up to 22 years old. They're adults. And we have people at that age fighting wars and doing everything. So I'm not going to talk down to them. And I think a lot of coaches have had that experience. And I know as a player I did, is when the coaches talked down to me and made me feel like I was less than what I am. These are bright, young, enthusiastic, the future of the world right here that I'm coaching, and I'm going to treat them with that kind of respect, more so than they're not just my product, they're not just my athletes, they're my family, they're my sisters, and I'm going to treat them like that.
So you're ready to go. How did the preseason go, you think?
It went good. You know, it started slow a little, just, you know, when you have such a new group of girls and such a new group. Really, I think there's technically 11 new girls on this roster that did not play last year. There's 10. There's 10 new girls. It was just really tough to kind of get them to gel and kind of get the different personalities to kind of really come together. But I think they're coming. You know, I don't believe, you know, we play our first game on Thursday up in California on the 30th and or the 29th, I'm sorry. And, you know, I don't know if we'll be playing our best volleyball, which is a good thing. We don't want to be playing our best volleyball until we're right into our, you know, conference games. But, you know, we start the season right out with Chico State, who's ranked in the top 25. You know, so it's going to be a great test. You know, our goal is we want to go down there. We want to try to win every game, and I believe we can. I believe we have the talent. It's just I don't know yet if we're 100% gelling together. But when we do, and trust me, we will gel, it's going to be a great thing to see.
And Cordova, she mentioned the schedule, and we'll come back and talk about the pros and cons to a long road trip to start the season, a series of road trips. I guess actually just two, but you play in volleyball, you get several matches out of a two-day weekend. You can get a lot of playing time in and a lot of experience in the month of September. We'll talk about the opponents and the early going in the year right after we come back on the Women's Volleyball Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float.
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back, everyone. Women's Volleyball Show 2008. Dani Cordova, the new coach of the Yellow Jackets. And coach, you kind of touched on your schedule. What are the pluses and minuses? You think of team building, team unity, but then younger players, first time away, on the road. You kind of dive in with your schedule. How do you see going on the road to start all this and start your career and the team at MSUB in the first two weekends of the season?
Well, you know, our first two weekends were in California, and then I go back home to Colorado. But, you know, I think it's a great, great tournament schedule. You know, we have 8 games away, and, you know, I think every one of those games are going to be a test. But each of those games, we're going to keep getting better. You know, you always want to start playing your best ball when you're at home. And our third tournament, of course, is the MSUB Classic that we're hosting, and hopefully we can continue that as a tradition and have that every year. But, you know, you want to play your best ball, and by getting those 8 games and playing that competition, we're definitely going to be challenged and ready to play when we get here in September.
Talk about your offense, your defense. You know, say, are you going to... And I don't know if they talked even just last year. What do you get from the players? Is it a different philosophy? Are there going to be a lot of changes?
I think there's going to be a lot of different changes. You know, we're running a 6-2, and I believe last year they ran a 5-1. This is only the second time in my coaching career that I've went to a 6-2. I am a 5-1 gal, but you got to change with the team you have. And we've got some huge hitters this year and some height. And anytime we could put three blockers and three hitters in the front row, we want to. So that gives us an extra hitter in the front row. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were really needing setters. We have two girls that are stepping in to set for us, and we're really asking them to do a quick offense. You know, we've got two powerful hitters on the outside that we want to utilize, but we've got some middles and right sides. We're going to be hitting from every direction, quicks, fakes, just a quick, quick offense. Defense, I think, is pretty similar as almost all coaches do. You know, you want to be a defensive-oriented team. You know, we're playing zone coverage. You know, it's going to be, but we're going to be quick and we're going to be moving as a one and everything like that. So, but the offense is definitely, I think, people who saw us play last year or saw the MSUB play last year will notice the changes in the offense side of the ball.
And how important is that depth that you referred to in the preseason comments?
The depth is awesome. We've got, you know, a bunch of girls that can play all sorts of different positions and they're very athletic. And because they're athletic, you know, we're moving the girls. They're coming in from the outside position to the right side and doing swings. And when you have that kind of depth that you can rest your girls and each game show different looks at people, because we have, you know, just a great amount of hitters that we could throw in at any time and teams would not be prepared for.
Coach, good luck this year. We'll come back. You got, you know, the 2 weekends you get out on the road and already it's underway. I guess it's gone fast, I imagine.
Oh, yes. I don't know where the time goes. It seems like I was just hired yesterday and now we're starting. So, but it looks to be an exciting year, so I'm excited.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll come back and wrap it up. Our thanks to Sign Pro, Jackets & Company, and St. Vincent Healthcare. You've been listening to the Women's Volleyball Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everyone. The Lady Volleyball Show. We're wrapping it up, done with the coach, and welcoming her to town. They got out in California and several games going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 matches to begin the end of August and into September. And they come back on Thursday, 9/11, for Alaska Fairbanks at the Alterowitz and the debut of the new coach and her new team, Dana Cordova. Appreciation and thanks to her. So for Farmers Insurance, GM Petroleum, and St. Vincent Healthcare, until next time, this has been the Women's Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.